is that kivan shehigit shuvenu chazur magid, once you say edus, you're not allowed to be chazur magid, you can't retract. So in other words, here Rabbi Yirmiyah first said, I didn't sign on this shtar, and this is not the isha. So first he said, you should know it's not me. But we say, here it's different. So once he said it's not me and it's not her, he can't retract now and say it is her. But we say, tzumim rabbonin, a Talmud Chacham, lav urchem amedik. It's not normal for him to check after a lady. So therefore here, it's like a real mistake what he meant to say first, that it's not her, and we believe him when they say it is her. And Rashbam says, tzumim rabbonin, means you're going to Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabbah, like Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabbah, it's not more like he doesn't look into the ladies. When a lady comes and he signs on it, so he signs, he doesn't stare at her. Kol kach, but to really, really recognize her. Therefore, that's what he said first, you should know this is not her. Love klumi, he didn't really mean it. It just happened to be he didn't recognize her. But even at the beginning, he never really looked at her that much. Therefore, l'nikri chayzer magid. This is not called the case of being chayzer magid. But ma shomel b'seif, what she says at the end, ati, no, it is her. Elishin ishtana kolokho, that her voice changed. Therefore, here, we leave it the way it is, that this is really the shtar that he signed on. So he didn't realize that she got older, so therefore it's not really called being chayzer magid. Another case, the hutavra, there was a receipt also, that the chosu malei rebiyumi barabu. Rebiyumi barabu once signed on a receipt, or is this again that a lady received her ksuba, so when the husband pays up the ksuba, he wants back the receipt saying, I paid you. So Rabbi Yirmiyah signed on the receipt. Omru lay later again, the lady came in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah and said, you should know, alav anu havoy, it wasn't me, you didn't sign on my receipt. Omru, so he said to Ibro, Aunt Tevis, yes, it was you. That Rabbanim say, don't say it wasn't you, we remember it was you. Some Rabbi Abaye says, Afagav the Tzumim Rabbonim, Lav Orcha Lamedic, even though usually we say the Tzvor is the Tzumim Rabbonim, they don't check out Noshim, so Lechura, if she says it's not me, and now they say it is her, how does he know, how do they know to say it is her? So the Teretz says, Kivon the Dok Dok, but if they say, yes, we recognize it's you, then you could trust them. Like even though usually they don't look into the Noshim so much, but if it happens to be the Rav says, oh no, I remember you were the one that I signed the receipt for, she can't play around now and say, no, it wasn't me. Like if they say, we recognize you, that's it, then we believe the Rabbonin to say that she is really the one that deserves the receipt. Omar Abaya, Abaya says like this, Hay tzumim Rabbonin, like a Talmud Chochem, when he goes to find the Shidduch, the Yozel Kedusha Yisrael, when he goes to find himself a wife, Nidbar Imu Amoretz Vahadei. When he goes on a date, or he goes to see the first time in his Kala, he should take an Amoretz with him. Why? Dilma Machal Filominei. Because he's a Talmud Chacham, he's not used to looking at her so much, he won't stare at her so much. So by the next date, he won't know who she is anymore. So may Allah take along an Amoretz already, that he'll look at her gezunt, he'll really look at her good, and next time you meet her, he'll tell you whether it's her or not. Rashi says, Amoritz, Hashvam, Shemistaki Elomaki B'Noshim, take an Amoritz, that he'll look at her good, and he'll know if it's her or not. So next time we have a second date, he won't be fooled, it'll look like her, it's not her. No, loch, it's not Brodan, Shukhuna, I just don't know what a goy is right, it brings down the loch. But then the Mishnah says, the Habal Noisem Schar, that the husband has to pay the Schar. That when he goes to give a get to his wife, so the husband has to go to the Seifer, and the husband, the Baal, he has to pay the Seifer the money for the get. So where it says, my time, and what's the reason? Why does he have to pay the money? The Yomakro, the Pasuk says, V'kosa v'nosan, that he has to write and he has to give it. So it's called, he has to write it. Therefore, since it's called, he's writing it, he has to pay for the ksav also. But the Gemara says, but v'idna, nowadays already, the lay of din and hachi, we do not do like this. We do not wait for the husband to pay, because maybe he'll never pay, and Mela always push her off the get. Therefore, Shadu Rabbanan Aisha. Rabbanan gave an advice to the wife to say, you know what? You already pay for the get. Kihechid lo l'shiyah, that the husband won't push off not to give the get. In other words, if you're interested in giving the get, and the husband now doesn't want to give the get so fast, so he's going to have to pay for the slave. I'll have an excuse, I'm not paying so fast. So now the minig is already that they pay. Rashi, Now the minig is that the ladies, they pay for their gift. That this husband won't care about giving his wife a get anymore, so I don't want to pay the bill, so he won't give her a get. So she shouldn't become in a guna. Now the rabbanu masakin is kedai ready, the ladies, they should pay for the place, they should pay for the get. Then it says, Kreisman shtar l'loiva afo pi shein mal vimoi. You could write a shtar for loiva, somebody who wants to borrow money, even though the mal of the person is not here, that he should have the shtar ready in case he ever finds a person that's willing to lend him money. So Zay doesn't have to take out time till he writes the shtar, he'll change his mind. So you want to make sure he has a shtar already, so you will allow to write a shtar for the leva, even though the mouth is not here. And it says who pays for it? The leva, he's the one that has to pay the money. The leva, the one that borrows the money, he has to pay the sefer. For the Gemara Pshita, of course he has to pay the money. Like he's the one that's borrowing the money. The mouth is doing him a favor by lending him money. Of course the leva has to pay the sefer to write up the shtar. Gemara says, Lo tzricha b'yiska. The chiddush is, even though they're doing a business deal, like here, iska means I'm lending you money, not a regular loan, but I'm lending you like $100, that $50 is a loan, and $50 you're going to do business with it, and the profit you're going to give me. So really, the mouth is gaining on the deal. Like this, the hetzer to pay back ribbis. When you want to pay back interest, you write a hetzer iska. It's sort of like I'm giving you the money not just for a pure loan, but I'm giving you the money that you should put it into business. Therefore, you're going to make profit from the money, so we share the profit, you're allowed to give me money. That's the heter of ribbis. So here, I would have thought maybe to say the malva should pay for the sefer, because the malva is gaining on the deal. That's the chiddush mishnah. No, still, the leva has to pay, the sefer has to pay for the money, or right to write up the shtar halvo. Then it says, Kreisfin shtar lemoicher, afal pi shem lekeich. The person wants to sell a house or sell a field, he's allowed to have a shtar written up, even though he has nobody to buy the field. In case he gets somebody to buy it fast, he wants to make sure he'll take it right away. He'll have a shtar ready. And again, it says, the moicher, the one that's selling, he has to pay for the shtar. So cheat, of course he has to pay for the shtar. The moicher, forget, it says, lekech, the one that buys it. What does it say exactly, Mishnah? I'm not sure what's Mishnah says, lekech, the one that buys the field, he has to pay for it. Score the cash was treated like the one that's buying it, he's gaining, like he's buying a field. Of course he should have to pay the sefer. What does Mishnah have to say it for? Tomorrow it says, Latzricha the Chidishiv, but Moichra Sadeh Yubnefnei Rosa. Even in the case when you're selling your field, that's a very bad field. Therefore, really, the Moichra, the seller, he's gaining on the deal. Like it's a bad field, Baruch Hashem is getting rid of it. So I would have thought to say, maybe in such a case, the Moichra should have to pay for it. To Mashmula, no, the Moichra does not have to pay. It's Lakef that has to pay. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Kreisman Shtari Erisin. We do not write up a Shtar Erisin. The Mishnah says, Unisun Ele Midash Neim. Only Midas, the Chosin and the Kala. And it says, what? The Achosin Leisim Schar. Who has to pay the money for the Sefer? The Chosin. The Gemara Pshita, of course, the Chosin, he's the one that's making the Chasna. Like the Chosin, he's marrying his wife. So of course he has to pay. Even if the chosn is a big talmud chacham, the nichale lechamua lekreize. In such a case, the shver, the father-in-law, like feels so happy, is getting a good deal. So maybe in the case then we would make the kala. Maybe the shver, the father-in-law, he should have to pay the bill of the sefer to write the shtar erisin. So mashmal no, at all times we make the chosn pay the bill. Then it says ein kreisven shtar arisos vekablonis. We do not write up a shtar aristas, the kablon is telling me dashneim. That's like a business deal. If I own a field and I want to give it over to you that you work on it for percentage-wise, either you'll get a third of the crop, or else that's aristas, or else kablonis is that you get 10 bushels and the rest come to me. So such a deal, we only write up the shtar mi dashneim when both are here. And also it says, yeah, The worker that receives it, he has to pay, because he's gaining on the deal. Gemara says, cheat, of course, the one that's working, he's gaining, he has to pay. Gemara says, no, Latzricha, the Chiddush is, Bebeira. In a case that the field is like empty, that the deal is the first year you can leave the field empty, you're not going to work on it. So maybe then the work is not gaining so much. Maybe then the one that owns it,
he should have to pay for the shtar. Kamashmala, no, still the makabel always has to pay. Then it says, Ein kreisfin shtari berur meli medashneim. We don't write a shtar berur, that means when you go to Bezdin, two people, a toin and nitin, and then they take notes by Bezdin, they write down what the tainas are. They write down what this one said and what that one said. So they only have a right to write it down, midashneim, both of them have to be there. Gemara says, my shtari berurin. What does the Mishnah mean, a shtar berur, explaining like a berur? So saying clearly, here they explained it, shtari tainsa, means when two people go to a din Torah, he says his complaint, the other one says his complaint, so they have to write down the two tainas, that's called shtar berurim. So shtar berurim is only written down, midashneim, both people have to agree to it. We have Yima bar Abarama, Zeb bor le'echad, Zeb bor le'echad. And each one is mevayer for himself. It means that the Rashi says dayin. Zeb bor le'dayin echad, Zeb ikreis from ishtar pleni, bir le'dayin pleni. It just writes down exactly where each one was mevayer for themselves. That he took this one and he took that one. Each took a dayin. So that's called shtar birurim. They write down which dayonim they want to take. And even that, they only write down midashneim. Then the Mishnah says, "Ashum magamir leimer lishneiim kaisvin." To both the Bali Dvorim, to Reuven and to Shimon, they both write down shneiim lezeh baatzmoi ulezeh biatzmoi. We write like two separate stories: one we give to Reuven, one we give to Shimon. So, Shalom, what's the question? You have to write two separate stories here or not? What's the machlokes? The first one says you only write one star, and if Shimon is saying no, we have to write two. Reb Shimon Gamliel, we have to write two separate stories. The Gemara says, Lema, let's say, the Koifen al Midas Doim Kamiflagi. We argue if there's such a chsaron here of Midas Doim, Muslims see, the Masava one holds Koifen, we force them, or Masava ain Koifen. So the Gemara says like this, Lema, the Koifen al Midas Doim. Midas Doim Kiritnan, it says Mishnah Novice, Oim, if somebody says, Shali, Shali, Shaloch, Shaloch, Zu Midas Doim. What belongs to me is me, what belongs to you is yours, that's a middle case. Some say no, that zu midas doim, this type is called midas doim, such a thing like this. So lema, let's say tanakamis sabar shneiem noisnin tchar, both have to pay for this, and the noisnin shtar echad ben shneiem, you only give one shtar between both of them. Vim yemer echad mihem loyeten aschar, I don't want to give ki im chofret shili shtar echad levadi o lochor shtar echad yishli shlish loch shlach, that's the machlokes. One guy says, I'll only pay if I keep my star and you keep your star. That's a shaila, that called midas doim. That he says, I want mine and you keep yours. That's the machlokes here. That Shimon Gamliel says, yes, you have a right to be kofen al zeh. That if they both say, I'm not going to pay just to have one mutual star. I'll only pay money if I get my own star. That's not like it could be forced them on that or not. And the Gemara says, no, it could be the kula yalma kofen. Everybody agrees, yes, but such a thing it could force them. They have a right to say, if you want me to pay, here they're going to a din Torah, and they're going to write up the tainus, what you say, what I say. So if you want me to pay to have it written up, I want to have my own shtar. So everybody agrees to that. So I'll tell you, v'hoch kind of time, l'shem and amliel, v'yomalei, l'nich alit tevi s'chuscho agabi s'chusi, t'domes aloh ki ari avya. I tell you, the machlokes here is that the other one says that I don't want my Tainas, my complaint to be in your hands. Rashbam says, Kol shor shetira ksav tov yalai pialilis. If you're going to have a ksav of all my complaints, so you're going to study it over, and anything that comes to your mind, you'll start to have new complaints to the Beis Din. Tomorrow you go to a dayan and have new complaints. Say, if I have a right to say, I don't want you to hold on to my tainas. That's the machlokes here. Do I have a right to say, my tainas I keep to myself, I don't want you to have a copy of it? And the other one says, no. Listen, you want me to pay for the cipher to write it up? I want my own copy. That's what my plate is. Who wins out? Does he have a right to say, I want my own tainus? Or no, he can't get his own. You can't have my tainus. You can't keep your own star. Now the Mishnah says, Misha pora miksa choyve. Case there was a star halvor that I lent you $1,000, and it came up that now you pay me back $500. So what do we do with the star now? Like, we can't rip it up because you still owe me $500. But we don't leave the shtar by you because you'll still collect $1,000. So Misha Pora makes a choyv. Somebody paid up half of the choyv. So usually what you do is the Hishkas Shtaroi. You leave the shtar by a third person that he should be trusted to know that you only owe 50% now. The Yomaloi, and you told this third person, the Leiva said like this, Im loy nefati l'cho mikan ve'adi diat ploini, if I won't pay you off the next $500 within the next week, Yishno, I'm telling you right now, tein lo shtaroi, I give you permission to give back the shtar back to the malva. In other words, if I don't pay you up the next $500 this week, I'll let you give the shtar back to the malva, and then he'll have a shtar that I owe him $1,000. And the big shot, that's what the loiva says. Like this, the loiva comes and pays the malva $500 today. The shtar was $1,000. So we give the shtar to a third person to hold on to it. The loiva speaks out and says, Yishno, for sure I'm going to pay you up at the end of the week. If I don't pay you back for the end of the week, I give you permission, give the shtar back to the malva. That's what he said. Now, Higiyas Mana comes at the end of the week, and the guy didn't pay up the $500. So what do we do now? Do we say the guy really meant business, or is it just joking around? It's not like it. Yes, he meant business. And he said, give back the shtar. So the third person has a right and is supposed to give the shtar back to the malva. But now the malva will collect again $1,000 again on the deal. If you do Aymel Yite, no, he was only joking, he didn't really mean it, don't give back the shtar. Tumur says, V'maiki Mifleg, what's the machlekes over here? We have Yaisi Sabra Smachta Kanya. Smachta means a person just says something. He doesn't really put down any money to make a kinyan. Like here he just said, I said that if I don't pay you back by the end of the week, I give you permission to give the shtar back to him. It was only deep, it was only words V'yalma. The Gersi says, if a person says it, yes, he really means it. And therefore, by the end of the week, if you don't pay back, you have to pay. If Yehuda Sava no Esmachta Lekanya, he just said words. Words means nothing. Esmachta Lekanya, and the third person does not give the star back. And Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Ravua, Amar Rav, Halacha Rav Yosi, we take a pasuk like Rav Yosi. They want Esmachta Lekanya. The Gemara says not like that. Kiyos Lekanya the Rabbanu when they came in front of Ravami, Amar Lahu, V'chemiach Asher Rav Yosi Malam Deino Pam Rishayinu Shnia. Halacha Rav Yosi. Ani Maesa. Like I was taught one and two times the real like Rabbi Yosi. Just master talk is kanyan, but what can I do? The more it comes out that I call upon the halacha is though the ain halacha to Rabbi Yosi. We do not pass to my dislike Rabbi Yosi. We hold that smachta is loikanya. As Rosh Bam says, a smachta means hamatiach lechaveiro. I just give you my word. Like here, I just say if I don't pay back by the end of the week, you can give him back the shtar. Dover al menash sheyasa David lofted the samech bliba b'shas atnash yuchla kaima dover. As a svarid, I never really meant it. I really thought that I'm going to pay you back for the end of the week. So I'm like a big shot. I spoke out, big spiel. I spoke out not to say if I don't pay you back by the end of the week, give him back the shtar. But the svarid, you never really meant it. Havad, in your mind, you thought you were going to pay back by the end of the week. Therefore, Luitzi comes out that you can't pay back by the end of the week. Esmacht is lekanya, you do not mean it, and you don't have to pay the extra money. Now the Mishnah says, Misha nimchat shtar choyvay. Let's say somebody had a shtar choyv, Reuven has a shtar that he lent Shimon $1,000. Shenimchat, it got erased, something happened to it by itself, it got erased, or ink spilled over it. So what should he do now? The locker is maimed all of Edim. If he has two Edim that knows that once saw this shtar, that knows that I have a shtar, that Shimon owes me $1,000, so Bol of Nei Bezdin, let these two Edim come in front of Bezdin, V'yoyselekiyim, and they'll be Mekayim, the star, and they'll write up a new star. And they say like this, Ish Pleini Ben Pleini, this Malva, Ruvain, whatever his name was, Ben Shimon, Nimchak Shtaroi, Beyond Pleini, that we saw the way he had a check, he had a star, that Shimon owed him $1,000, and the star got dissolved, Nimchak got erased, or some dirt went over it. That's what the Bezdin writes down. In other words, they go to Bezdin and